This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. In New England, a couple of states have started offering free community college. There's a relatively new program in Maine for high school graduates and one in Massachusetts where residents who are 25 and older can get free tuition. The thing is, these programs turned out to be way more popular than state leaders bargained. At some campuses, enrollment is up more than 13%. This jump comes as many community colleges lost a lot of staff to retirement and better-paying jobs after the pandemic. So all these new students are overwhelming the system. WBUR's Carrie Young has more.
Friday afternoons at the Mount Wachusett Community College in north central Massachusetts are affectionately known as FAFSA Friday.
Go ahead and type in your password one more time.
Community outreach counselor Cassie Peltola says this is a time when prospective students can get help applying.
But because you don't already have an associate's degree, that means you are eligible for Mass Reconnect.
Great.
Mass Reconnect is the free community college program the state launched last fall. To qualify, students have to apply for federal financial aid, and Peltola says that's made FAFSA Fridays hectic.
Things have been getting busier and busier as the semester goes on.
Mass Reconnect covers community college tuition for adults 25 and older who don't already have a degree. 27-year-old Ryan Soulier says the tuition help has been huge.
It just allowed me to switch to part-time at my job, and that helps me be able to get my homework done more easily and stuff. It's less stressful.
This program has been incredibly popular. Enrollment at Mount Wachusett last semester was up by about 12% from 2022. Statewide, it's up 8%, according to the Massachusetts Department of Higher Education. North Shore Community College Dean of Enrollment Services, Jason Marsala, says the influx of students has been a double-edged sword. For students, it can be life-changing, but for staff?
If you're the person who has to make all the adjustments and fix all the accounts and follow all the money, it's made your life super difficult right now.
It doesn't help that many community colleges have been slowly losing staff for a few years. Many left higher education after the pandemic, and while it might seem like more students would translate to more money for the school, it doesn't often work out that way. Like most other states, Massachusetts community colleges get less state funding per student than four-year public universities. Up the road in Maine, community colleges are also struggling with the enrollment surge.
We anticipated and frankly budgeted for 8,000 new students. We're up to 12,625 students.
David Daigler is the president of the Maine Community College System.
We can't underestimate the pressure that the faculty find them in. They now have full classrooms.
It is common to see an enrollment bump when a state or city offers free community college. John Fink is with the Community College Research Center at Columbia. He says the increase probably feels more dramatic in Maine and Massachusetts because enrollment reached historic lows during the pandemic.
So I think it's encouraging, but to some extent not surprising that there's a lot of folks out there in communities that with the offer of free tuition, they're going to come back to the community colleges.
Fink hopes states extend their investments beyond tuition, so colleges have adequate faculty and staff that can support students.
To make sure that students aren't just getting in, but getting through.
In Massachusetts, state leaders say they hear that. Noe Ortega is the commissioner of higher education.
This is a year of learnings, I would say. I do think that what we need to pay close attention to is what kind of capacity are we going to need to build out?
Because, he says, Massachusetts wants to keep offering free tuition. There's about 20% more funding for the program in next year's budget proposal, including dollars for college staffing increases. If that goes through, Ortega hopes it will make a difference. In Boston, I'm Carrie Young for Marketplace.